This is World Geography on Air, coming to you live with today's interview. So today on my geography podcast, we'll be interviewing Natalie Ackerman about her 5-month trip to Europe. More specifically, that 2-month period that she spent in Greece. Let's start off by asking you a simple question. What was the culture like? Was it diverse, simple? Just give us a few details.
Well, I have to say, when I first went, I didn't really know what to expect. But when I arrived, the culture of Greece was what stood out to me the most. To answer your question, Greece is a city of interest and diversity in itself. The Greeks are particularly proud of how they've taken up their country. They speak very highly of their own culture.
Speaking of them speaking, what's their language like?
That is actually another essential aspect of Greece. The Greek language is a simple moderation of the ancient language that they spoke centuries ago. The traditions in Greece have been around for just as long.
And what are some of their traditions?
All of their traditions were inspired by their religions or some kind of pagan worship. And the ones today are just as religious. There is one tradition called the Panagyria, which is a religious celebration of saints followed by traditional music and dance in the square village. Their religion is actually one of the most critical parts of Greece. At around the percentage of 98% of Greeks are Christian Orthodox, but other faiths consist of Muslim, Roman Catholics, and Jewish.
They seem diverse, but the same at the same time.
I agree.
Well, tell us some things about the geography of Greece.
Well, Greece is a peninsula that is basically mountainous and surrounded by water. Because of their secure connection with the water, Greeks have a long association with navigation and marine trade. It's located in the south part of Europe. It borders the Ionian Sea and the Mediterranean. It's that country between Turkey and Albania. And Greece actually has an archipelago that is estimated amount of 3,000 islands.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of islands. How many did you go to?
I went to 3. Santorini, Crete, and Antiparos. They were so beautiful and the water around them was perfect. If I could move there, I would.
It must have been beautiful. The climate in Greece seems like it's relatively subtle, right?
Well, it mostly depends on the season. Athens had a pretty pleasant climate. It was hot, but not too much. The summers are very nice with a warm and dry environment. Summer gets very hot from time to time, getting up to 98 degrees and even over 100 degrees. Places in the northern parts of Greece are just as colder, like Thessalonica. The winters can be mildly cold but rainy, and it's sunny for most of the year. The most northernest part of Greece is what gets the most snow, which is still not much. The southern part of Greece is always the warmest.
It sounds like a lovely place to live. The diverse population, the culture, geography, and climate, it all seems just beautiful.
It is. Everything is just utterly beautiful. I will definitely be going back sometime in the future.
I might have to go with you. Anyways, after this short break, we'll be back to briefly talk about some fun facts of Greece. This is World Geography on Air, continuing with today's interview. We're back with Natalie discussing fun facts about Greece. So what's something, anything, that you want to tell us about Greece?
Well, first off, the official name of Greece is actually Hellenic Republic, and the population as of 2011 was around 11 million.
That's even more than the population of New York City!
It has a big community. Around two-thirds of those 11 million people live in urban areas. Some scholars even say that Greece has been around long enough to have tried every form of government.
How long is that?
3 centuries before the classical age, so between 800 to 500 BC.
Well, what about the ancient history of the gods?
That is an excellent question. According to Greek mythology, Poseidon and Athena wanted to be guardian over the city of Athens. It became a long dispute, so eventually they decided that whoever gave the best gift to the people would win the title. Poseidon gave the people the gift of water, but Athena gave them a more valued gift according to the gods. She gave them the fig tree. She won the favor of the people, and the city was named after her.
That's some Greeky information. That was a terrible pun. My apologies. Sure.
Awkward. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll be back next Friday with a new podcast discussing the geography of Australia and its most venomous reptiles. See you next time.